Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today is September 17th, 2022. And I want to share with you a word that the Lord dropped into my spirit this morning. And it's about prayer, and it's about being a servant of the living God. And the Lord wants you to understand how important their prayers are. For the word of God tells us in James 5:13-16, it says that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. What does that mean? That it's powerful and effective. We know that prayers make a difference in our lives and other lives. We who know how to pray and have been prayed over and prayed for, know that prayer changes things. Amen. When we are taught to pray throughout the word of God, amen. And in Psalms 4:1, we learn to pray for mercy. Psalms 5:8, we have those who pray for deliverance. Psalms 6:4 for salvation. Psalms 7:1, we have others who pray from persecution. And then in Matthew 6:9-13, we pray for our daily bread and for protection and God to watch over us. And prayer is called a supplication. So a lot of you might say, well, what is a supplication? Amen. It's not just a simple prayer request. It's a call on God to help you. It means to plead humbly. It's a form of prayer filled with reverence and devotion. A prayer to the sovereign one, the creator of all heaven and earth and over the universe. My text today will be coming out of Daniel 6:7-10. And David was a praying man as well, amen. But Daniel, amen, we find in verse 7 that he was having to contend with the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains. Amen. All of them consulted together to establish a royal statute to make a firm decree against Daniel. And they concluded, they said, well, we must establish this royal statute against him. But how many of you know we need to turn that around and we need to say we must establish a royal statute? For I am royalty as a child of God. We must learn to establish a firm decree by faith and do not waver in that faith. That whatsoever comes as an agent against a child or a servant of God or coming from the spirit of darkness, that they shall not prosper in their soul, in their body or spirit, that they shall be subject to the vengeance and the hand and the finger of the living God. Amen and amen. It's time that we learn to stand up and pray once again as a servant of the living God. Amen. And we find also, amen, in verse 8, that it says, now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Amen. So when the king or prince of the power of this air decrees and signs a thing concerning you from his kingdom of this earth and darkness, it's agreed upon to come against you and your relationship with the living God. In verse 9, what does it say? Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and decree. Now, you know it's been dealt to you. You discern the handwriting on the wall. You see the agents of Satan desiring to make you fall. In verse 10, it says, now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. It says, now, when Daniel knew, oh, yes, you will know when the enemies of your soul is on patrol. What did Daniel do? In verse 10, it says, Daniel, he went into his house. Glory, hallelujah. and his wind and his wilderness and his windows, I'm sorry, being opened in the chamber. What did he do? He set his face toward Jerusalem, toward his God. And verse 10 says, and his window being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, and he prayed, and he gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He kneeled upon his knees. Sometimes it takes getting down on your knees and going before God. Amen. I don't care if they stiff. I don't care if they're hurting a little bit or what. Do your best. As Daniel did. And Daniel prayed. And what did Daniel do? He prayed. And he prayed. He didn't call a friend. He prayed. He didn't cry and weep. He prayed. Amen. Prayer is your connection to your living God. Your direct divine connection to the living God. You know why you can't connect? You don't pray. You don't really have the ability to want to pray. You don't really be serious when you pray. I mean, you in and out like a microwave popcorn. You bow or curtsy after your prayer. That's how fast it is. And you rather, and after doing that, then you go off to an event somewhere or go visit a friend somewhere or go get a drink and relent over your life choices. But Daniel prayed. And he gave what? He gave thanks unto the living God. Just as he did before. He didn't change in his ways. He prayed every day and he continued even when this came along. Daniel did not change because his surroundings changed. Don't change when your surroundings change. He stayed and remained the same man as he was before. He didn't switch up. He didn't fall to pieces. He didn't go backwards. He didn't flip the switch on his commitment to God. He stayed the same way as he was before this took place. How strong were you before the battle? How strong were you before the accident? How strong were you before the lies? How strong were you before the divorce? Before the last house, or before you lost your house or your car or your retirement? Huh? How strong were you when Satan and his agents came to check on you? Amen. Hallelujah. But let them find you doing the same thing you always do, and that is pray. In verse 11, it says, then these men assembled and found Daniel doing what? He was praying and making supplication before his God. They came and found Daniel praying and making supplication before God. Isn't that what God instructed us to do? Be anxious for nothing, and everything give thanks and make supplication before your God with thanksgiving. Let your request be known unto God in Philippians 4:6. Go toward Jesus. In 1 Kings 8:44, the word says, when you go out to battle, pray. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. You go toward him. Amen. Hallelujah. And you pray. Amen. You tell him about that city or that person or that situation. You go toward Jesus. You go toward the house that God has built. Amen. Glory to God. Psalms 5:7, but as for me, I will come unto thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. Go where you're going to receive mercy. Go to God's house and pray. And in thy fear, he says, bow your knee. Amen. What does that mean? That you're showing respect, reverential fear. And in thy fear, I will worship toward thy holy temple. I enter your house. By the abundance of your faithful love, I bow toward your holy temple in reverential awe of you. Glory to God. Acts 2:1, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was come, they were all with one accord in one place. There's only one place that you need to go, and that is in God's house, in his holy temple, in his presence. The only place you need to go is in the prayer house, not mama's house, not daddy's house, not sister or brother's house, not your boyfriend's house or your girlfriend's house, not your homie's house or your homegirl's house. Amen. You go to the house of prayer. Get on your knees and find God right there. like Daniel did. What would Jesus do? We always ask that. He would pray to his Father. And what did Daniel do? He would pray to his living God. What do you need to do? Pray to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who sits on the throne on the right hand of his Father God, interceding for you and me daily, mediating for you and for me, praying for us, amen, talking, amen, for us through the Holy Spirit, amen, glory to God, giving us directions and guidance. He's saying, pray like you used to do. Don't be afraid. Trust in me. Pray. I will answer you. Pray. I will hear you. Pray. I see you praying. I desire to sup with you when you pray. I'm watching over my word to perform that which I have commanded it to do, and it shall not return back void unto me concerning you. Pray. I will bless you. Pray. I need to look. I need to talk with you. Pray. God sent an angel to Daniel while he was shut up inside the lion's den. All you've been hearing is the roaring of the one who is like a lion. But when you pray, the true Lion of Judah will roar. He will roar. And when you pray, heavenly doors will open up. When you pray, heavenly windows will open up. When you pray, the lion's mouth would be shut up. Pray, people. Pray. Like Daniel prayed, and the living God, he is there waiting to hear from you and to deliver you to. Amen. Remain in faith. Be like Daniel, the servant of the living God. Amen. When accusations come, detours and distractions and lies and infractions, and remember that God's got you. In Zechariah 3, he told Satan, I plucked him out of the fire, verses 1 and 2. In Isaiah 64 and 6 says, we are all as an unclean thing, and our righteousness is as filthy rags. I need the Lord Jesus Christ. We all need the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood to wash us and make us clean. We are like filthy rags, and we all do fade like a leaf, and our iniquities are like the wind, which take us away. Amen. The reference to that is Psalms 90 and 5, and read verses 4, 5, and 6. He says, you whisk them away in their sleep. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning, it springs up new, but by evening, it fades and withers. Do you understand how fragile me, you, we all are? How we are compared to grass that withers away? So as weak and fragile and delicate as the living God knows that we are, let us pray to our Creator, because we truly depend on his love and his mercy to overcome. Amen. Pray unto the living God. Be like Daniel. What would Daniel do? What did Jesus do? What did all of his faithful saints do? They prayed. Amen. Glory to God. Father, let this be a word that will pierce the heart of everyone who has not been praying. And those who think that their prayers have not been answered, we know that they already have. Oh, Lord, lift them up. Prop them up. Help them to stand up, God, because we've been falling to the left and to the right, God. We can't even see straight some days. But God, let them know that the straight pathway is to the house and the praying unto you. Prayer. Stay prayerful. Then even Jesus said, you made my house a den of thieves, and it should be a house of prayer. Get back to the house of prayer. Pray with reverential fear and humility in Jesus' name. Bless everyone that hears this word. And from this day forth, let them pray with fervency. Let them be on fire in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. I love you. This is Mother Sandy. May this reading of this word, the hearing of this word, bless you.